Yeah, now, and then I saw you a while ago, you used another term. You grow a smaller area, like maybe
Oh, you talking about a garden or something?
Yeah, a while ago you said a patch.
A patch? Yeah, the small patches.
Patch interests me.
Well, that ain't a patch. That just is, we say a small field.
I see.
But that's a patch. That's just a little, you know, maybe a half acre or 2 acres or something like that, or 3 or 4 acres.
Could you have a corn patch then?
Yes, ma'am.
And it would be smaller than a cornfield.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
I see.
When they're small, we call them patches. But when they're big field, we call them fields of corn.
Right. That's what I was interested
that's right.
in.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about the fences around the farm.
That's
and you
right.
mentioned the barbed wire and the gap.
Yeah.
What other kinds of fences were there, according to what they were made of?
Well, we used to have what's called rail fences. Rail fence. I don't know if you ever heard of or seen a rail fence or not.
Only the ones they use now sometimes for decoration.
Yes.
Well, what did a rail fence look like?
Well, it's your rails are stacked like that, you see, on top of one another. Just
so
make
that
a
they
fence.
Cross
yeah,
the ends.
Kind of in a triangle, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, now you got to go to the woods and get them rails out, bust it, cut the timber, and make them rails, split them rails. Then you make your fence. And we used to have it for miles and miles. That was just a rail fence.
Was there anything that, you know, where they crossed here in the end? Was there any upright pieces?
Well, sometimes we took a notion. We get to the top and get the fence built like we wanted. Maybe put maybe it's a hillside. We put some pieces like you see up there. That's keep the rail from sliding off down the hill. But on the level ground, Jenny, we didn't put nothing up there.
About how high would they be?
Well, about sometimes it gets that high. So animal wouldn't, but some animals would take the advantage of, you know, and shove some rails off and jump over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you ever have a fence around your garden?
Yeah, some you get fence around the garden.
What was it made of?
Well, we always have to use wire like that, some wire fences. And then I have had around my garden what you call a picket fence.
Mm-hmm. What's a picket fence?
Well, it's made out of slats. About so high, you know.
About 5 feet
yes,
high?
Yes. And you put the railings around there, to nail them on all the way around there.
So the slats would go up and down?
Yes, right, yes.
Then what would the tops look like? Were they pointed or?
Sometimes it pointed them, sometimes it wouldn't. Yes, that's right. Well, if you want to kind of make it decorating, kind of you point them maybe like that.
You know, somebody told me that they pointed them around a garden to keep the chickens from setting up on the fence, from being
well,
able to
I
get up on the fence
so.
And then get down
well,
the garden.
I reckon
that's
well,
enough?
Well, that's right.
I hadn't heard
so.
That before.
Well, I imagine it's that way.
Yeah. I thought it was for decoration, and
they said we
didn't have time to do things for decoration. let's see, those upright things, you know, when you're putting up a wire fence.
Yeah, some poles.
Yeah, that you stick that, you stretch the wire.
Yes, ma'am, yeah.
Did they ever build fences around here out of stone or rock?
Well, yes, I've seen a few back over there. Man, now they got something built out like that.
What would you call one of those?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of thing.
Okay.
I wouldn't know, but I see they got them stone posts. And I even don't know how they fix the wire on them, how they get the wire to stay.
Oh, you mean the posts are made out of
stone?
Yes, stone.
Yes.
And
that's right.
The wire strung between
yeah,
them.
That's right.
Oh, that is. I don't know how you'd stretch the wire.
No, I don't know how they stretch that wire on them, but they got them like that.
If you want to make a hen start laying, mm-hmm. what do you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, some folks put what's called a nest egg in there. Yeah. I've seen people that maybe, but we never did do it. Of course, old hen is laid when she got ready to lay. She didn't.
Would a nest egg be a fake egg?
Yes. Yes.
It wouldn't be a real egg?
No. Glass. Something like a glass, maybe. Look like an actual egg, but it ain't.